This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I'll pass on the dragon.
And to Don and Michael.
What's the temperature in Atlanta?
I don't know.
Probably 50?
I have no idea.
And to Michael.
Listen, Skippy, stop. This is ridiculous.
To Don.
And I gave her a kiss.
On the mouth?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
The way I operate.
That's the only way I operate at the end for
right,
me.
Right.
And to Don.
And they're going to have to sit in their own filth for 3 hours. What do they call those? An homina? Is that the way you say it?
Ad hominem. Now that, you know, Anthony's style, and I respect this.
You respect his style.
He gives us a lot every day.
Yeah.
He doesn't risk not having an opportunity. And from them, you can then select which is the one that's special.
Right. He's shooting a lot of film.
Right.
There might be a lot that's edited down, but, you know, he's shooting a lot of film.
But this?
What do they call those? An homina? Is that the way you say it?
Ad hominem. It's tremendous. I didn't know it was that good. And to Don.
I will be chartering to Winnipeg after the game.
Oh, God. Humble brag.
And lastly to myself. Oh, I hit the button. Damn it, I forget sometimes. Well, I didn't say anything all day. That's sad. That's really, really sad.
That's the way I take it.
Yeah, I mean, he just doesn't think I'm good at
what I do. We're just complimenting him on how he cuts everything.
Right, but not me. Not a word I said today. Mm-hmm. Maybe it means I didn't make any mistakes.
Yeah, you were probably perfect.
That's a good way to look at it.
Thank you.
I'll pass on the dragon.
I mean, how do you beat that?
Hey, you guys weren't watching the game. Did you see
what game?
The you were watching the Yankees.
Sure,
right?
I was.
Did you see the thing that Costas threw to Lauren Shahadi and said, you know, this game almost didn't take place, and it was like an ad for the HBO show about, you know, dragons?
I did.
That was wow.
What was it, aggressive?
It was just ridiculous.
What did he say?
Costas did it tongue-in-cheek. Obviously, he had to do it. He said, you know, this game almost didn't get played today. Lauren Shahadi has details. So you're thinking, well, there's a bomb threat or something. And she said, well, there were dragons over the state. I mean, wow. Too much.
There was a lot of complaints because I was checking out Twitter during the game. Between periods, of course. The people just thought, you know, Bob talked too much. And that we didn't get to hear much of Ron.
Bob!
Bob's a legend. I refuse to evaluate him.
And also, they're openly rooting against the Yankees.
Oh, that's too old.
Here's what I would say to those people. So, everyone does that. Because you complain about Buck, you complain about Costas, you complained about Joe Morgan back in the day. So, I guess everybody who calls a nationally televised game hates the Yankees.
You know what the problem is? They're used to hearing Yankee announcers.
Oh, stop. They got to stop with
but
that.
But I know. I agree with you. So anybody who's right down the middle, bet you that people were watching in Cleveland thought they were anti-Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's such a joke. But also, it's nothing new. I mean, you know how far you got to go back where they put the local announcers in the booth during the World Series?
75,
yeah,
76?
Yeah, so come on. Your entire life you knew that once the Yankees, Mets, or whoever your favorite team is goes to the playoffs, you get national announcers. And doesn't it get a little old where every single one of them hates your team? Whoever your team has to be, they hate them. Or maybe it's just the case you're used to the Yankee announcers covering the Yankees because it's the Yankee network doing a Yankee game, and now they're hoping they're getting a lot of people who haven't watched a game all year to kind of educate them on the other team. Heck, there are probably Yankee fans that don't have intimate knowledge of what the Guardians are about, so you're trying to play to let everybody know the other team.
I think Yankee fans are just spoiled because their broadcasters are so damn good.
That's a great point.
Yep.
Let's hear from Aaron Boone.
Is that the Yankee manager?
That he is. I'm glad to say that he is the Yankee manager. He is talking about how the quick fourth inning helped Cole.
Yeah, I mean, you got to at some point, if you're going to get deeper into the game early on, it looked like, man, let's hope we can get through five, and to pitch into the sixth, seventh inning there was huge, and that fourth inning went a long way in helping that out.
8-pitch inning, and he was up to 62 pitches heading into that inning.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for the IKF error, That added about 15 pitches to the whole deal. He probably pitches into the eighth inning.
Here's Boone on Donaldson not running hard on that would-be home run turned to thrown out at first base.
If he's getting it right away, is it an automatic double with he ain't the fleetest of foot? So we got to make sure we're getting where we need to get to. And so I'm glad it didn't end up hurting us.
That wasn't very much of an answer. Love you, Aaron. My guy. But that
I don't think anybody was questioning why he wasn't at second as much as they were questioning why he was out.
Correct.
All right? There'd be one, right, Michael? I mean, there'd be one conversation had he been stuck at first base. He's right. Out. Went from hitting the top of the wall to not even being on base. Well, I understand. There's defending your player, but then you don't want to look like a fool doing it either. Because that kind of neuters the manager, right? It's like, guys, this guy even know what's going on here? We'll have to talk about it with him tomorrow, Michael.
Damn right we will.
Listen, Buck did it with Marte earlier in the year, where he defended Marte for getting thrown out in a 5-2 game in the ninth inning trying to steal second base, whatever the score was, but it was a ridiculous steal attempt. And he said, hey, Marte's got a green light. He's got great speed. I love his aggressiveness, but he'll never do that again. Like, so you can defend him, but also send the tone of, hey, no, I saw it. I know. And you know what? Marte never did it again.
I was talking to Rob Thompson, the Phillies manager, mm-hmm. and we talked about this.
Former Philly player, by the way.
He said that his rule was or is you run hard to first base and you run hard and round the base until the catch is made and then keep running for two more seconds so nobody could accuse you of dogging it. And I said, how about home runs? He said, we have some problems with that. And I tell them, you got to run hard until you know the ball is out. He said, I know people make a big deal out of jogging to first. He said, I don't think that's a big deal. Players know when they're out or not. He said, but you got to show some effort. I'm not asking them to bust it down there for 100 miles an hour. Give me 80% and also lean forward when you get toward first base. Everybody will think you're running hard.
But well, Donaldson's defense is going to be, I thought it was out.
But you thought wrong.
Yeah.
Let's go to Garrett Cole.
Sure.
On getting cheered off the mound last night.
This is very special for me. You know, it's not, the game's not over. You know, you got left with traffic, so it's not the most comfortable time to acknowledge the crowd, but I certainly felt it and appreciated it. I thought they were in every pitch tonight, and what a wonderful experience to have them behind us.
Crowd was great last night from what I heard. People that were there, Harrison Bader said they were rabid. And that does unnerve an opponent and also lifts up a team. Yankee fans are great. When that place is jammed, they're great.
Lift it up and show it to me. Here's Anthony Rizzo talking about how this team's been playing defensively.
We have been really good defensively. I think that's credit to all of us putting the work in, our coaches putting us in good positions and getting us the work when we need it and backing off when they know we don't. And it's what's going to take us to the promised land is pitching and defense.
Defense is so underrated.
Fans really
don't
is.
Get it. Well, because even the Bader deal, right, Michael?
Yep.
They don't want to hear about how great a defender he is. They want to know if he can hit. Hit home runs. But there's no question how much better defensively this team is. And if you take a look at the best defensive teams in baseball, Michael, I think when I looked at it a couple of weeks ago, like the top four or five all were in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's not a coincidence.
I mean, if Harrison Bader hits like 210 and plays defense like
Harrison
that,
Bader Ginsburg,
I think the Yankees will be fine.
Yeah. HBG could be a big addition to this team.
Jimmy Baio is going to call again tomorrow. You keep going HBG.
I'm just guessing here.
Go ahead.
Peter doesn't care. He's not scared.
I don't even think he's actually offended by it. I think Jimmy Baio loves me.
You think so? He called you Rosenbohr.
Yeah, that was rude, but I... Oh, don't forget about this today. My goodness.
What?
Good evening, Don.
She drops at the cry of a hat and always will.
Drops at the cry of a hat.
Yeah.
You don't see that every day, do you?
No, you don't
no,
hear
you don't
it
hear
every
it
day.
Either.
No.
Yeah, sure. She drops at the cry of a hat and always will.
Giant safety, Julian Love. Oh, yeah. Was on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And
wait, can I do something in the middle of BNN?
Please do.
Oh, it's time for today's Big Blue Report, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Go.
Oh, this Big Blue Report. Here we go. So, yeah, Julian Love was on with KJM, and he was asked what it's like playing for Brian Daboll.
When I first met him back in the spring, he could care less about what you've done before. All he cared about was what you brought to the table now, and if you brought juice and brought a good attitude to the table. And so he's been great. He's been loose. He's been very receptive to how players have been feeling, which I think is important. You know, you want to run a good team, and it starts with your players. And so he's been very open and honest about with us and engaging with us, and the communication has been super transparent, which has been way different than I've experienced in previous years.
Can I make one blanket statement to help everybody within the sound of our voice? Because it's a constant mistake that people
make. Oh, no, this is going to be an English thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I could care less. If you can
We've
care
done this
less,
so many times.
But people, why aren't they learning? It's I couldn't care less. Because if you could care less, you know what? You could care less.
It's...
I think it's like, intentional. I think it's ironic.
Yeah.
No.
I do.
Athletes don't do irony.
No, they don't know it's ironic, but the phrasing overall is an ironic phrase. Don?
I think you're giving it too much thought, Peter. I just think that it's been wrong and said wrong so much, it's become now the common way of saying it. It's become acceptable.
For all you kids out there, I couldn't care less.
Well, of course.
But is that...
I'm trying to teach here.
No, listen, I used to feel strongly about this also. But people would say it, and I'd go, I could care less. What? What?
That means you care less. Yeah.
But I then... I don't know. Either so many people are dumb.
Yeah, that's...
Or it's just what you're supposed to say.
So if the populace is dumbed down, that's okay? We're going to accept it?
No, I wouldn't be okay with that. I don't think that's the case, though. I think people know it doesn't make sense. Isn't Don? There's another one like this, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
What's the other one that people say and it doesn't make sense, but it's trying to convey the exact opposite? We'll figure it out. You can tweet me at Rosenberg Radio.
By the way, the top five defensive run saves teams this year: Yankees, Dodgers, Guardians, Cardinals, Astros.
There you go, my friend.
Do you need to close out the Big Blue Report?
Unless you have another Julian
Love
cut.
No, go ahead.
All right. That's the Big Blue Report,
there
Peter.
You go.
Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. I really like Buffalo Wild Wings.
Delish.
Join everyone at Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday. That was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Buffalo Wild Wings to the greatest of all times. Valid at participating locations.
Ate everything about barbecue sauce.
While supplies last. I like buffalo sauce. Though.
That's right.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's hear from Robert Saleh on what he's seen from Zach Wilson so far this season.
I think in two games, I feel what Zach has shown that against Pittsburgh in the fourth quarter, he looked like a guy who can put the team on his back, right? Just sat in the pocket, got good protection, got the ball where it needed to go against Pittsburgh. And then against Miami, we ran the ball really, really well. And it was just more facilitating getting the ball to where it needed to go, take care of everything you said. I think that was such maturation on his part. I thought the third and goal touchdown run was everything that you want out of your quarterback. Were not the best play call in terms of they took it away, but Zach having the presence to go get the goal line.
This game all of a sudden has taken on a different feel than it did in the beginning of the year, right?
Talk to me.
The Green Bay looks much more beatable than they did at the start of the season, or do you look at it as, hey, this is a team that's going to be really ticked off, and they're due to get back on track. But I still think that Green Bay is not the team we thought in the beginning of the year, at least right now.
I have the post headline written if they lose, Big Green Slay, because you got the Big Green, you got Green Bay, Big Green Slay,
and it's Green Bay Green. Yeah. So that's actually not bad.
Thank you.
We called it the Oscar Gamble.
That's funny.
Okay. That's a
teammate.
Hey, that's Q-Tip's former uncle right there.
Still his uncle. He's just dead.
No. I think they broke up.
You can't break up with your uncle.
Are you saying it was uncle by marriage?
Yes.
So it's not really your uncle.
No, that uncle by marriage is your uncle.
A buddy of mine just told the thing. Hold that on, you were thinking of.
You don't count. You don't count uncle by marriage as uncle?
Yeah, of course you do.
No.
Oh, you're
crazy.
Wait,
hold on.
So then they divorced, then he's not your uncle anymore. Uncle can't be taken back.
Yes, it can.
Yes, it can.
I don't like it.
Well, you don't have to like it, but you. I definitely count uncle by marriage
as
uncle.
Was Aunt Polly married at any point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Thank you.
So Uncle Bob, he's not blood relative. If Uncle Bob left Aunt Polly, he wouldn't be Uncle Bob anymore. You know what I mean? He'd be Bob.
That's what happens. That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, he'd be dead.
Bob! I don't know if you guys know this, but I know this whole situation very, very well.
Oh, you have
if he left, my aunt, he's done.
I am the divorced uncle.
Oh, that's right.
My niece and nephew had the...
So you're now Peter.
No.
What should my Uncle Bob be if he left Aunt Polly?
They're my niece and nephew. They lost the aunt title. The uncle's still intact.
So it's just...
It's Nick's kids.
That woman? That's what she is now?
They don't refer to her like Bill Clinton in the... I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
That's Q-Tip's former uncle there.
Still his uncle. He's just dead. Regardless and irregardless.
No, yes. I don't think that's it.
Regardless, people use irregardless all the time.
It's amazing.
Combining words. That's not the same thing that we're talking about. It's wrong. They're taking irrespective and regardless combining them.
The people that say irregardless never heard of the word irrespective.
No, you're right. They haven't. They just think
they think they're being smart by trying to doctor up. Or it's like a word that got a boob job.
No, Don, here's what you have to do in a situation like that. If you really want to sound smart, you say it the right way, then correct yourself. So you go, I got to have to say, regardless, or should I say, irregardless of that. Johnny, now that's how you do it.
Johnny Grimmer on Twitter just told us, I hope that H. Dumpty, that's Rick DiPietro, is listening because he constantly says he could care less. You know what? Then that's what I'm going to say from now on.
Wow. Oh, wow. What a turnaround.
Yeah. That's interesting.
If uncles can't be taken back.
Yes, it can.
Yes, it can.
I don't like it.
All right. Everyone loves Donnie Pucks. Let's hear Donnie Pucks. Last night, Rangers big 3-1 win over the Lightning.
Trouba finds Zibanejad racing again with Lafreniere. Zibanejad with a move. Back in. Scores! Mika Zibanejad shorthanded. Rangers take a 1-0 lead.
Don, no steppage there. I mean, that was added steppage, but there was no real steppage.
Yeah. Dave was very calm. Yes, it's a different Dave.
He
didn't complain about the officials at all. Defended the official at one point.
Does he still hate me?
You didn't come up at all.
So
that'll never change.
Hear goal two.
Tampa wins the faceoff, but the Rangers control the near corner, but can't get it back out to the point as Killorn got in the way. Rangers regather with Kreider to Zibanejad for Panarin. Back to Zibanejad, who scores! Mika Zibanejad on the power play, and the Rangers take a 2-1 lead.
Best hockey radio play-by-play guy in the world.
Yep. That's why he's the Rangers number one.
Yeah. Kenny's better than his dad.
How can I
be better than him?
I'm sorry, you're better than Kenny.
And let's hear the
Many
last
people
goal.
Disagree.
Last
well, you
goal
know, I could care less what they think.
Reeves leaves it back for Lindgren to the near corner. Back to Lindgren with a desperation heave, deflection, score! Right in front, the Rangers get the tip.
Attaway, Don. Rangers win 3-1. Don back on the call Thursday
God,
and
good.
Friday.
He's so good.
Very good.
He's so good.
Now, earlier in the week, guys. Commanders coach Ron Rivera was asked about Carson Wentz. Or no, he was really asked about the difference between Washington and the other three teams in the division.
Why do you think the teams in the division are farther ahead at this point?
Quarterback. The truth is that this is a quarterback-driven league. And if you look at the teams that have been able to sustain success, they've been able to build it around a specific quarterback.
Oh, you can't do that.
Couple of quarterbacks ripped them.
Well, and here's Rivera now. Apologizing.
At the end of the day, I spoke to my team this morning. I basically told them that I said some things that were misconstrued. I didn't present it properly, and that's on me. So I took accountability, told the guys that I should know better, and I had a bad day. So I figured, feeling better today, let's move forward.
It's funny, though. You're saying quarterback's a problem. You picked them.
That's...
But do not go the whole misconstrued. We heard what you said.
Yeah, it was a misconstrued.
And you meant every word of it. You meant every word of it. So your apology basically is, I'm sorry I was so honest I should have lied. Because he was telling the truth. It's just that was not the time to tell the truth. But don't make it seem like words were put in his mouth or he didn't mean it. He knew exactly what he said. It meant every word.
I think he couldn't care less.
I am not thrilled about what's happening there.
What happened? Tell me.
No, with Washington.
Oh.
Although I may pick us tomorrow.
Us? You and Snyder in business together?
No.
Pick them.
Me and Snyder are no
good.
Doesn't
make you sick, though, and I'm not trying to pick on you.
But doesn't it make you sick that this, that you hate everything about this team?
I love my Commies.
For how they're owned.
That's right.
But it's in your blood to the point where the thing that you despise, hate, you have to say us.
The thing that you despise, you actually love.
Oh, no. The thing that he despises, he actually is. Because he said us.
It's funny. I am the perfect representative of what I believe a real fan is. You rip your team. You crush your team when they're bad. You beat them up worse than anyone else. Listen, I have great relationships with them. I'm friends now with the team president. I'm on great terms with them, and yet I go on DC Radio once a week and rip them to absolute shreds. In fact, I'll do it tomorrow, 1:45.
But it's not even about the losing. Any team can lose, but it's gone beyond losing.
It's not.
Hope they lose.
There's a certain stench from Amerenek with them.
All right, a couple other football notes. We mentioned it earlier, talked about it at length with Dan Orlovsky. Davante Adams charged with assault for shoving that photographer the other day. If you want to hear more about that, it's in the podcast, but go ahead, Don.
And I was going to say, watch the whole video. This was not a guy that was worried that there was some kind of terrorist that jumped on the field to stab him, like what happened with Monica Seles. It was somebody that was in his way, and he knocked him over. You could see he's saying something to him. His hands are up like, get out of my way, and then just marched forward. And then there's somebody from the team that kind of drags him away, probably thinking, I've got to get him out of this situation. There may be more to this. It was a complete overreaction by him. Do not tell me he thought he was in danger. Somebody got in his way, and he got upset, and he pushed him down. Seem concerned when the guy went down.
I agree with the not seeming concerned, but I'm splitting the difference between what you're saying and it being him being concerned it was a terrorist. I just think there's a second angle I saw where you can tell the guy really did pop up out of nowhere.
Well, Dan Orlovsky lost me just a little bit mid-segment when he said that he would franchise Danny Dimes.
Really?
You said on Twitter, Don. He was asked about Daniel Jones. He said, I would franchise him. You can't franchise Daniel Jones. You offer him a 2-year, $20 million deal. He's not worth $25 million.
But if I remember, Peter specifically asked about franchising Barkley.
No. I remember. He said Daniel Jones.
I asked about franchising Daniel Jones. I said, what would you do? Would you franchise him?
It was so ridiculous. I thought you meant Barkley. Now that's ridiculous.
He's not. He hasn't done enough. What would he have to do over the next 2 months
You can't franchise him. I mean, you're going to spend that much money just to fight? What are you going to pay $29 million to buy an extra year? That's too much.
Here's how you make the judgment.
They could end up in that place by the end of the
year. Here's how you make that judgment. If he became a free agent, would anybody give him $29 million?
No.
That's what you have to judge.
Let's just play. Have fun. No. They're playing great. They go 12-5,
and he has a great year.
And he plays the way
you sign him to a long term deal.
Then it's a different story. But they're not going to go 12-5. Listen, I'm the biggest Giant fan. I love what they're doing. What they're doing is not sustainable. All right. I mean, they're surprising people. They're playing hard. But do you really think this is sustainable to the point where they're only going to lose four more games the rest of the year?
No, I don't.
I mean, do I think they can contend for a playoff spot? Sure, but to contend for the division? Because that's what it's probably going to be, contending for the division?
Lastly, guys, Tua Tagovailoa back to practice. So is Tyreek Hill. He'll play Sunday. And Dak Prescott tests out his thumb, but the Cowboys are preparing to play with Cooper Rush against the Eagles. That'll do it for ENN.
Wow.
Thank you.
Really,
on this big Wednesday show.
Really good.